WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. You know, life throws a lot our way, curveballs, unexpected detours, and sometimes, situations that feel like we're standing on stage in front of a crowd with no idea what to say. Ever felt that way? Public speaking, for example, can be terrifying. Just the thought of having everyone's eyes on you can send chills down your spine, right? But guess what? You know those butterflies fluttering in your stomach? That's not fear, it's pure adrenaline. It means your body is ready to rock and roll, to own that stage. And today, we're talking about harnessing that energy, building your confidence, and becoming a public speaking powerhouse. We'll also dive into the power of assertion, speaking up for yourself with clarity and conviction. So, get ready to ditch the fear, embrace the challenge, and step into your own power. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your confidence, both on stage and in everyday interactions. 1. Preparation is your secret weapon. Think of it like this. A superhero doesn't just leap into action without a plan, right? They strategize, they train, and they're ready for anything. The same goes for public speaking. When you know your material inside and out, you'll feel that surge of confidence. Practice, practice, practice. Rehearse until it feels natural, like a conversation with a friend. 2. Visualize success. This might sound a little woo-woo, but trust me on this one. Close your eyes, picture yourself delivering a killer speech, engaging the audience, and feeling confident and in control. Imagine the smiles, the nods of approval. Those are the vibes you want to attract. Visualization is like creating a mental blueprint for success. 3. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, nobody's perfect. Even seasoned speakers make mistakes. The key is not to let them derail you. It's okay to stumble over a word or two. Just breathe, acknowledge it, and keep going. Remember, your audience is human too. They understand. 4. Find your authentic voice. Don't try to be someone you're not. Speak from the heart. Share your genuine passion and perspectives. Authenticity shines through, and people connect with that realness. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want to wear a costume all the time, right? Be yourself, and let your personality shine. 5. Assertion is your superpower. Speaking up for yourself isn't about being aggressive. It's about expressing your needs and boundaries with clarity and respect. When you assert yourself confidently, you command attention and earn the respect of others. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over you, right? So why let that happen in your personal and professional life? Let me tell you a quick story. I remember being terrified to speak up in class back in high school. I had great ideas, but the thought of sharing them felt like trying to climb Mount Everest. One day, our teacher assigned a debate project, and I was paired with this super confident girl named Sarah. Now, Sarah wasn't bossy or rude, but she knew what she wanted to say, and she said it clearly and confidently. She inspired me to step out of my comfort zone, to believe in my own voice. We ended up winning the debate, and I realized that speaking up wasn't about being the loudest person in the room. It was about sharing your unique perspective with conviction. So, remember these key takeaways. Preparation is your secret weapon. Visualize success. Embrace imperfections. Find your authentic voice. And practice assertive communication. These are the tools you need to build your confidence, conquer your fears, and become a true champion both on stage and in life. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to boost your confidence? Share it with me in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Those little actions help us reach more people who need a little stoic mental armor in their lives. Until next time, keep rocking those anxieties.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.